Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, today's cattle futures market finished the day 50 to 90 higher on the live cattle. October went all the way up to 109.50. That's up 77 cents on the day. If you look back to where we were following the Tyson fire compared to where we are today, it's a pretty significant move, and it was a pretty gradual, nearly straight up move here. We've come up about $15 or $17 or somewhere in there off the low set back in September. Like I said, pretty much straight up from those lows. And this is the highest we've been on the move. Really the highest we've been since about the end of July. July 29th, the market was about 110.60. So that was the previous high for the October. Of course, we're winding down that contract, and that's really helped the cash market on the live cattle this week. December lives are at 112.15, up 72. February is up 95. The box beef market at midday was up 25 cents on choice at 215.88. Select 188.15, up $1.47. So the cash market's kind of gone right along with the box beef. Packer margins have come down pretty substantially off their high, given the fact that the live cattle market has firmed up here quite nicely. And then feeders are steady here, anywhere from 20 higher to 20 lower, so all over the board. And then December hogs today up $1.37 at $69.85.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, the grain markets got back everything they lost yesterday, plus a little bit. The December corn was up 18 cents to 398 and a quarter. The previous high was 397 and a quarter. So that was a pretty awesome sign here, the market getting up here that high. Beans were up about 10 to 11 cents. Chicago wheat 13 to 14, and then Kansas City wheat finished the day up 17 and three quarters in December at $4.21. So really strong market there. Several things going on. Yesterday's USDA report was actually thought to be a negative report with the bigger than expected yield for corn. But then we got some really cold temperatures overnight, and then we're going to get them through the next couple of days. So that's helping the markets. And then also the U.S. and Chinese are meeting today, and they're actually meeting right now to talk about this latest round. Right now, it sounds like they're having sort of a partial deal to maybe ease some tariffs, and also the Chinese are talking about easing some of their requirements. So hopefully something will happen. I think this afternoon we'll have some clarity on the trade talks. Currently, the Dow Jones futures are up about 450. S&P is up 48 points. Bonds are down 1.23. Crude oil is up about $1.20. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading suitable for you in light of your financial condition.